Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In what might be his last baseball conversation for a while, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline here at 11:31 with Gresham Keep on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com's Rob Bradford. Bradfo, I know that most of us were in the, they're never going to figure this out and we're going to have a lockout and all that. Are you officially in mourning today?
No, because I saw this coming a mile away. Are you kidding me? I mean, who didn't see this coming? And by the way, it's going to be a pleasure talking to you guys in July next time we talk.
Yeah, we're all taking stabs at where they're going to start. I think July 4th has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, Rob. We'll be doing a remote from somewhere to celebrate opening day, just like a couple of years ago. But it's the thing that I can't get past is the sting from what they went through in the pandemic, in 2020. And that wasn't even a lockout. That was just them bickering about stuff. That was just them arguing. And if you hear what's going on now down in Texas, and obviously it runs out tonight, the CBA runs out tonight, it sounds like they're having these half-hour meetings. You know, it's not like they're burning the midnight oil, getting ready to, like, stop this whole thing. And the only hope is that they come out of today and they say, okay, we're going to push it back a few days. We saw some wiggle room. I don't think the words wiggle room are going to be mentioned at all in the next 24 hours.
Is there a main sticking point? Like, do they just disagree on everything, or is there like one thing specifically that is holding everything up?
Well, I think they disagree on everything, number one. But even if they did agree, they probably would disagree that they agreed or agree they disagreed. And so I think the biggest thing is the amount of money that they're spending. Like, this is the biggest sticking point, I think, in the eyes of a lot of people, which is baseball. You have a lot of teams, and we saw J.D. Martinez say this a couple of years ago, and he's getting it from Scott Boras, and other people are saying it, that only about 20% of the teams are actually trying. And it's hard to argue that at least 50% of the teams aren't trying. I mean, are you kidding me? The payrolls that some of these teams have, and then you see the attendance they have because of the payrolls, they aren't trying. And the problem is that you have had some situations like Tampa where they can say they can sell to their ownership, or they can sell to, or try to sell to their fan base. Oh, look it, they did it this way and they won. Well, you know what? That's never going to be sustainable. I think the Rays are an outlier. The Oakland A's might be a little bit of an outlier, but good luck to the Marlins, to the Pirates, to the Orioles. It doesn't work. It's somewhere along the lines you have to spend some money.
Rob Bradford at WEEI.com here with Gresham Keefe talking about the impending doom for Major League Baseball. Rob, look, a lot of it comes down to money, but there are also other issues that they need to work out in the game. And Keefe and I have kind of talked about this a little bit, but I'm curious for your thoughts. Are we going to get a universal DH in both leagues?
Well, obviously you should, and I think that that's one thing that you might get. But the fact is that they've backtracked on things that they've actually done and worked, and people like them. And they say, you know what? We know that people like them, but we're not going to do them anyway. You know, whether it was the extra inning rule, whether it was the universal DH, things like that, so all of it. Like, there's a lot of things that they have dabbled in that worked. and they've gone the other way. Now, I do think the DH might be one thing where they say, okay, you know, we knew this was coming. We knew that this is going to have to be something. And by the way, the players, including a certain player on the Boston Red Sox, is going to be jumping for joy when this happens. And I don't know, of course they should have a universal DH. It's dumb to watch pitchers hit. It's stupid. And so I think that's one thing that they'll get. But there's a lot of little things which, you know, you're like, oh, man, why don't you just do them? Pitch clock obviously jumps up there.
I think there should be pitchers hitting in both leagues myself. Yeah. I think the National League game is faster than the American League game.
You're a purist.
And it'll make a few guys, I don't know, take a couple of hacks. You're a pro player. You're only pitching three innings anyway, so you might as well take a few hacks.
I tell you what, I would say to my kids, hey, you know, I'm not going to watch a game, but when Eduardo Rodriguez gets to bat, you know, in this interleague game, you know, summon me.
Because all the catchers and second basemen around the league are great hitters, too.
Well, that's a good point. You know, but they're all my – do you really want to go there, the discrepancy in terms of the pitchers? I mean, the pitchers when
– Shohei Ohtani's a pretty good hitter.
He certainly is. Yes, he certainly is.
Nice little hitter out there.
It's amazing how many Shohei Ohtani's there are.
But if you want to speed up the game, they're not going to go to pitch clock. They're not going to do all these other things. They're certainly not going to go to seven-inning games. They're not going to do all this. So the National League game is quicker than the American League.
You want to speed up the game. Yeah. This is the reason, the way that you want to speed up the game.
One of the reasons.
Hey, you, human being who just happened to be a pitcher, get up in the batter's box. Don't take the bat off your shoulder. Basically, give an automatic out. Okay, swing
take a
and
hack.
Miss. Swing and miss.
So why are pitchers, they literally can't hit? Like high school, college, like these guys do both. They're great. Every single Legion team, the best hitter is the best pitcher. Then they get to the majors and they just forget how to hit. Learn how to hit.
It's life's great lesson. We have to be reminded of reality every once in a while. And that reality is that for all the high school stars who say, I could do exactly what he's doing, no, you can't. And I mean, you just can't.
They don't even let the pitchers pitch anymore, let alone
have that's fair.
That is the biggest issue. Speaking of pitchers, Michael Wacha and James Paxton.
Spicy.
They bring those guys in. So I guess, I want your answer on those guys who are whatever. They're like Perez and Richards, I suppose. But
feeling
is
sexy.
The reason why the Red Sox aren't spending any money this offseason so that they can retain Bogaerts and Devers, or is there a scenario where they just aren't players in free agency and they let those guys go?
I think it's all, you know, different teams are viewing it different ways. The way that somebody had told me when classifying the Red Sox is that they're going to jump in the second wave. Now I said, oh, the second wave, you mean in April? So it's, but I get it. You know, like, okay, you think maybe there'll be bargains or who knows that you'll be able to get the guys you want and you don't have to rush, even though like everybody's rushing now and trying to lock these guys up before tonight. But I just think that with the Red Sox, you know, the Walk and Paxton thing, I get it. But it drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts because the way that teams are acquiring players now, they are not looking at what a guy has done almost at all. Like the percentage of what they're looking at of what they've done has become like basically 30-70. In other words, okay, 30% of what you've done, but 70% is what we think you're going to do because we see that analytics. We're going to tweak this or tweak that. Michael Wacha is the perfect example. The guy doubled his salary with an ERA over 5.
Yeah.
I mean, in James Paxton, like, hey, listen, this could work out for them. It's actually a good contract, I think, with the options overall. But still, if you want to talk about how much money is being thrown away, thrown around, not away.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. but just look at James Paxton. You're paying the guy $10 million to pitch at best 3 months. At best. So it's, you know, that's crazy to me. So anyway, it's so much about what they think guys are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been going that way for a while. But I think the Wacha thing was a perfect example of this. It's more like that more than ever.
Rob Bradford, who runs WEEI.com with Gresham Keefe. He's with us on the Harbor One Hotline talking about everything Major League Baseball. Rob, I'd mentioned to Rich earlier that the old deadline spur action – are we really going to see any movement from either side in this negotiation on a new collective bargaining agreement? before spring training looms, or will the need for, hey, guess what, we're in the middle of February, normally this is when we would be reporting, is that when maybe business would pick up, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, people in baseball, some people in baseball I talk to, they're optimistic that this isn't going to be a long thing. And okay, you know, sure, you can be optimistic about it, but I'll say it again. I'm sorry. Like, I am just, like, stung by what we've seen over the last couple of years, including in 2020. And you're right. When you get to spring training, that's when maybe they try a little harder and maybe there's a little more desperation. And let's hope so, because once you get into spring training, everyone just accepted this was going to happen right now. It is what it is. And by the way, suddenly it's become the best offseason, like, ever, or at least in recent memory, because this is what they should do every year. They should put a deadline on signing guys, just like the other leagues do. And this is the byproduct of it. We have interest in baseball at a time where you normally wouldn't have interest in baseball. But I think that as it goes on, that interest is going to fade pretty quick.
Do you think with the Corey Seager signing and some of the others that Xander Bogaerts looks at it and says, well, I'm a $30 million a year shortstop, and do you think the Red Sox think he is a $30 million a year player?
Xander Bogaerts, anyone who doesn't think he's opting out is nuts. I mean, you know, go back to the conversation I had with him in June. And he said, you know, hey, listen, the contract that I signed before with different circumstances, we won the World Series, I was a different player, I'm a better player right now. And by the way, all these guys are getting paid $30 million a year. The situation has changed. He said that in June. He was waiting to see what these contracts were. The contracts are exactly for the shortstops, exactly what we thought they might be. And so, okay, Xander Bogaerts, he's not going to opt out, and he's going to take for the next 4 years $20 million a year instead of $30 million a year. No, it's not going to happen. And that's where it gets uncomfortable for the Red Sox because, you know, if I think they want to prioritize Devers. I do. I think they want to prioritize Devers if you're talking about extensions. But still, in their perfect world, they would get both.
And you already have Bogaerts in the Hall of Fame, Rob, so I know how you feel.
I mean, listen, there's two things I know to be true. Number one, Xander Bogaerts is a Hall of Famer. Number two, pitchers shouldn't hit. Mm-hmm. But I do, by the way, I do have my first Hall of Fame vote, much to the dismay of Christian Fourier.
Are you where do you stand on Manny, Ortiz, and Schilling?
Spoiler alert, I'm voting for all of them.
Oh, good man, Rob. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if you want to go down this road, but I'll just say this, is that am I comfortable doing it? No, I'm not. But how it's hypocritical if you don't. Like, yeah. So, you know, my tale of woe about getting this Hall of Fame vote is I'm not going to go into it, but I finally get the vote. And why I'm looking at these people giving blank ballots and then voting for guys and then not voting for guys or saying that, hey, you know what? I'm gonna not vote for the guy till the third time he's on the ballot.
So dumb.
Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. And so how can we be hypocritical about these guys? Because, sure, yeah, we know that a lot of them took steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. But you know what we don't know? Who didn't? I mean, who was taking it? And we don't know about.
Right.
And there was a ton of them, including probably some who are in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Rob, you now, with those comments, have no chance of ever being the president of the BBWAA.
Oh, I have been on my – so they do not like me. I can tell you what, when we got in – when we got in, and I don't like most of them either. So, I mean, I went back. I got kicked out.
I like this, Rob.
I got kicked out in 2000 when I went to WEI after Boston Herald. I got kicked out because I went to something called the Internet, right? And so I got kicked out for that 1 year, and I had like an old curmudgeon stand up in the middle of the room of the meeting and said, "We can't let a radio station website person in the Baseball Writers Association." Okay, so I didn't even want to get back in. You know why I got back in? Because they give you a pass where you don't have to apply to for a credential when you go on the road. I wanted that pass. That's it. So finally, you have to be in 10 consecutive years. Alex Speer and myself, here we are, 10 consecutive years. Thank you for the vote. And can I tell a quick story real quick? My wife, when I got the ballot, you're going to have no choice. I'm going to tell it anyway. My wife, I got the ballot in the mail, and I'm like, oh, look,
look, I got this. I get a Hall of Fame. I can vote. And she was so excited. I've never seen my wife so excited in her life. She thought I was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe next year.
The WEEI.com Hall of Fame awaits for Rob Bradford, who runs WEEI.com.
Membership of one.
Right, good to know the BBWAA card is like TSA pre-check. Rob,
thank you. Yes, there you go. All right, thank you.
We'll see you, Rob. Thanks so much. There goes Bradfo. Your fantasy football stayaways are next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.